I have a few questions. One starting with Pani. She says, May 1st was previous Pope John Paul II's initiation ceremony. What's our opinion of this or of him? Did he return to the spiritual world? The life attainment of spiritualists or those aspiring for advancing to go back to the Supreme Lord is spoken of by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Yanti devam prita devam pritin yanti pritin bhutaha. He says that whatever destination, whatever worship one performs, one achieves or attains an appropriate destination. Obviously, those who are Christians, who perfectly follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, attain the place where Jesus Christ resides and the perfections that he promises his followers in his teachings. Whether it be a pope or a practitioner or a conditioned soul, whoever follows those teachings will certainly all share the same destination. Then we have a question from Imi, and he's making a point. It's a lengthy question about different types of scent or aroma as being mundane, and says that this is flower, the only spiritual scent in the world. And the answer is no, and flower is not necessarily a spiritual scent. Why does it make it spiritual? Or why would other things be less than spiritual? There are those things that are completely spiritual or transcendental. The spiritual world itself has completely spiritual or transcendental attributes. In the material world, where things are products of the mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, and goodness, then all scents are also a product of those modes. What does lend these material things to a sense of spirituality is when they're offered to the Lord. And the example of that is of a iron being pushed into the fire. So iron is very, very different than fire. Completely different elements, but when you put iron in fire, then it takes on the quality of fire. Similarly, material things, whether it be the scent of a flower or any other thing that's used in the service of the Lord, acquires a spiritual quality, acquires an inherent spiritual characteristic, which is one and different at the same time from the real spiritual potency. It has not become Satchitananda, but rather it has become spiritualized. We use the word spiritualized. And in the same way that something can become spiritualized, it can also become unspiritualized by taking it out of the fire. So in the spiritual world, Mother Yashoda cooks for Krishna, say she uses a pot, and that pot is spiritual substance. It's not material substance. We use a pot here to cook for Krishna in the material world. It's made out of material things. But because it's used in Krishna service, it's considered to be spiritualized. But despite the fact that it's spiritualized, it still maintains, say, for instance, its stainless steel quality as well. And therefore, it's somewhat distinct than the pots that are being used in the spiritual world. Here, the stainless steel takes on spiritual qualities, whereas there, the spiritual substance may resemble a steel pot. So, oneness and difference. And then I have this Kish Benedek Mate, and he's asking, I read Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.2, and he says, how does the creation go? Well, my suggestion is that you read the different descriptions of creation that you'll find in Srimad Bhagavatam. They're very, very wonderful. They actually prepare our minds for a personal concept of God. They're also very satisfying in a sense that they're very detailed, very exact, and they also give us a picture of both the process of creation, time, distances, which most resemble the type of creation that empiric scientists would relate to, at least in terms of distances, times in which things take place, and the scale of the creation, different than the type of creations that's described, for instance, in other scriptures. So please read those and study them. And Girit Haridas has the last question. He says that I've heard Jiva Goswami said in his Sandarbhas that Lord Krishna is not directly involved in the karma of the living entities as he is absorbed in performing his lila in Goloka. It is actually his expansion as Paramatma that deals with the jivas. Is this true? Why do we pray directly to Krishna? If it's true, which Sandarbha is this found in? Just off the bat, I can't find any reference. I can't remember any particular reference to that. And questions like this, which require research, are more difficult for me to just answer like that. However, I would say that in general, the idea that Paramatma is the one who allots the reactions of living entities' karma is correct. However, Krishna is the one who directly manages the affairs of his devotees. So it is not Paramatma who is interacting with his devotees, especially Krishna's fully surrendered devotees, but they're directly under Krishna's protection, Daivi Prakriti Mahashrita. This other picture that's given here I don't think is correct, that Krishna's only absorbed in his pastimes in Goloka. Krishna is also engaged in affairs of the material world. So he's coming into this material world. He's Paritanaya Sadunam Vinasya Chaduskritam. These things are also going on. And although he enacts these through his Vishnu expansions, but it's not exclusively in his form as Paramatma. The last statement to say that Paramatma deals directly only with the jivas is also, of course, not the case. Krishna comes here in the material world. He deals with all categories of jivas. He deals with his eternal associates. He deals with perfected souls, with sadhakas. He deals with even demon jivas. So Krishna himself in his incarnation also deals with living entities. But when Krishna comes in this world, that's his special mercy. Otherwise, his greater involvement is generally speaking only with his devotees or those who are worshipping him and praying to him, and that's why we should pray to him. But for others who are ignorant of Krishna, don't worship him, who are atheists and so on, their karma and the affairs of their life are managed by Paramatma and through the agency of the material energy. Krishna is not directly involved in them because they have no direct interest in him. So I hope that is satisfactory, and we'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.